Monitor Miniatures, news from the Federation family. New Federation book available, The Power of Love, How Kenneth Jernigan Changed the World for the Blind, has been published recently by iUniverse.com and is available in electronic format and in paperback from several online sellers, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, GoogleBooks.com, and several less well-known sellers are all selling the electronic book for $10 or less and paperbacks for somewhat more. This book includes 29 chapters written by students and associates of Dr. Jernigan. It was edited by Ramona Walhoff. For those who knew Dr. Jernigan, it will bring back fond memories. For those who did not know him, this book will offer insight into his activities and techniques that were so effective for the blind and for the Federation. Dr. Jernigan served as president of the Federation from 1968 until 1986, with only 1 year interruption in that service, and he enjoyed working with people in many capacities. Both Federationists and non-members have learned from him directly, from his writings, and from his students and associates. We urge you to read this book and tell your friends about it. Go ahead and announce it on social media. In brief, notices and information in this section may be of interest to Monitor readers. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the information. We have edited only for space and clarity. Vacancy at Oklahoma School for the Blind. Job announcement number 16-108RE, announcement of 16-047. Position title, level, code. School Superintendent, 1825. Location, Oklahoma School for the Blind, Muskogee. Number of positions, PIN, 1, unclassified, 80500604. Annual salary range, $80,600 to $93,600. On-campus housing will be provided to the selected candidate. Beginning date, Tuesday, February 23, 2016. Ending date, open until filled. Essential functions. Under administrative direction of the Director of the Department of Rehabilitation Services, the incumbent plans, directs, and coordinates all program activities at the Oklahoma School for the Blind. The duties include planning, directing, and coordinating the educational, recreational, vocational, and residential programs, developing, preparing, and monitoring the annual budget and supervising professional staff. Previous applicants will need to reapply. Education and experience requirements. A master's degree from an accredited college or university, an Oklahoma School Superintendent Certificate, or proof of application for an Oklahoma School Superintendent Certificate, and minimum of 4 years of experience, of which 2 years must have been as a teacher and 2 years as a school supervisor or administrator, or an equivalent combination of education and experience. Note, an Oklahoma School Superintendent Provisional or Emergency Certificate must be obtained prior to employment from the Oklahoma State Department of Education for those candidates that do not possess an Oklahoma School Superintendent Certificate. Method of application. Resumes or vitae and an Oklahoma School Superintendent Certificate or proof of application for an Oklahoma School Superintendent Certificate will be accepted and must include educational and work background, listing places of employment, beginning-ending dates of employment, and description of duties performed. Please submit references along with resume. Information should include a telephone number where you can be reached during office hours, your mailing address, and the announcement number and position for which you are applying. Send to Department of Rehabilitation Services, Attention Human Resources, 3535 Northwest 58th Street, Suite 500, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73112. If you have any questions regarding this position or the application process, contact Calvin Small at 405-951-3527 or Stephanie Rowe at 405-951-3454, an equal opportunity employer. The Hadley School for the Blind gets a new name. To better reflect the diversity of students it serves and how it has evolved over the years, the Hadley School for the Blind announces that it has changed its name to Hadley Institute for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Founded in 1920, Hadley remains the largest provider of distance education for people who are blind and visually impaired worldwide. Nearly a century after our founding, Hadley serves a broad spectrum of individuals with vision loss, including those with low vision. Although we will always support people who are blind, there is an ever-growing population of older adults experiencing age-related vision loss who may never become fully blind. As part of our evolution, we are expanding our programs and services to meet their needs, said Hadley President Chuck Young. The name change also better informs the public that Hadley's programs and services are geared to individuals ages 14 and up. The word school implies a brick-and-mortar facility for young children, whereas the word institute speaks to education but defies space and place. The term institute is broader and more appropriate for a distance education organization serving 10,000 students in more than 100 countries, said Hadley Board of Trustees Chair Dewey Crawford. The term institute also provides an umbrella with which to discuss the many programs and services Hadley offers and the many audiences Hadley serves. People who have long been visually impaired and those new to sight loss, families of persons of all ages with varying degrees of vision loss, and blindness service providers. In tandem with the name change, a catchy new tagline, Educating for Life, will be used to highlight Hadley's mission to promote independent living through lifelong learning, as well as its dedication to educating students on life skills and helping them reach their full potential. "We love the double meaning in this tagline," adds Young. "It concisely says what we do and why we do it." A more contemporary logo was developed as well to illustrate how Hadley has changed while remaining true to its roots. The graphic represents the Braille letter H, honoring Hadley's longstanding commitment to Braille excellence. The graphic also is reminiscent of stained glass in prairie architecture, an homage to the North Shore of Chicago where Hadley's offices are located. "As we approach our centennial in 2020, we want everyone to know just how far we have come," says Crawford. "It's indeed a brand new day at Hadley." To learn more, visit www.hadley.edu/rebrand. See updates to Hadley's website at www.hadley.edu. International Group for Parents, Teachers, and Others Interested in the Blind. Adriana Prokopenko writes to say, "I recently created a Facebook group for teachers and parents of blind children and for university students who are studying to become teachers of the blind, as well as professors, psychologists, counselors, doctors, volunteers, or anyone else who is connected to them in some way. They should feel free to join no matter if they are blind or sighted. The group can be found by searching Students, Teachers, and Parents of the Visually Impaired." New State Resource Handbooks Available. I have created 12 screen reader-friendly resource handbooks containing resources pertaining to the blind and visually impaired for use by consumers and professionals. This handbook is for the residents of specific states and includes the many organizations for the blind and visually impaired, covering areas such as employment, housing, transportation, and more. Currently, the handbooks are for Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Hawaii, New York, Texas, Oregon, Ohio, and Illinois. The handbooks include contact information on the local, regional, and national level. For more information on pricing and formats, please contact Insightful Publications by insightfulpub@gmail.com, by phone at 800-747-1006, or by visiting http://www.in-sightful.com/orderpage.html for more information on pricing, formats available, and state resource handbook order form. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its Constitution.